good morning. It's 9:20. Sun shining here. We're heating it up. 76 degrees where we're at right now. Well, it is Wednesday, and we do this every Wednesday, checking in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. And today on the phone with me, Carlene. Good morning, Carlene. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Let's talk about carpal tunnel. And a lot of people know about this. A lot of people suffer from this. What can you tell us about carpal tunnel?
Yeah, it's a really common wrist or hand injury that we see a lot at the clinic. It usually occurs kind of when a person does constant repetitive movements of the wrist and hands. And that kind of puts pressure on the inside of your wrist and it causes it to swell, which then causes that median nerve in your wrist to become compressed. And so then you might start to feel some symptoms like tingling or numbness or weakness. That tingling and numbness can happen usually in the thumb and index, middle, or ring fingers, but not the little finger. Sometimes that can travel up your wrist and arm, and then you might have some difficulty like holding the steering wheel, or you'll feel that tingling sensation more when you're kind of reaching like that. A lot of people experience it more, too, when they are waking up from sleep or in the evening kind of going to sleep. That weakness, too, might cause you to just kind of drop some items because the hand weakness of those thumb pinching muscles, those are affected by the median nerve, too. So that's why you experience mostly those symptoms. And then there are some risk factors that are associated with it. There's not a direct cause exactly to carpal tunnel syndrome, but if you've like had a previous injury, like a wrist fracture or dislocation, sometimes arthritis, that kind of deforms those small bones in your wrist, and that can alter the space within that carpal tunnel and, again, put pressure on that median nerve. Other illnesses like diabetes, those kind of cause nerve damage at times. Body fluid changes, so like if you're retaining fluid, that can also kind of irritate that median nerve, which is actually pretty common in pregnant women. And then there are some workplace factors too. So that's kind of like if you have a job in an assembly line or you're working with vibrating tools and you kind of have that prolonged repetitive flexing of your wrist. That can cause some of that pressure in the median nerve, too. So just things to be aware of and look out for. You can kind of prevent it in a way if you follow some of these tips. So if your work involves a lot of keyboarding or you write a lot, kind of hit the keys softly when you're typing. And you could use a big pen or like an oversized soft grip to kind of reduce the tightness of your grip on your writing utensil. We also recommend you take short, frequent breaks, kind of gently stretch and bend your wrist periodically. Try to alternate your tasks so you're not doing that repetitive task the whole time if you can. And that's, again, really important if you're using machines that vibrate and you have to use a lot of force in your hands. A few minutes each hour can really make a huge difference in that. And a big one that we like to touch on is improving your posture. I think we all could do this. when we kind of sit, our shoulders often roll forward, which that shortens the neck and shoulder muscles, which compresses nerves in our neck. That then kind of trickle down and affect our whole arm. So it can go into the wrist, fingers, and hand. So just some of those things to also be aware of and kind of try to prevent doing.
So, Carlene, typically, what is the treatment like, or how do you treat carpal tunnel when people come into OSPTI?
Kind of depending on what specific symptoms they're having, we'll use some different modalities, maybe like ultrasound and those kind of things to calm down the nerves. We also might recommend that you wear some type of brace, especially in the night. People don't notice often how they're sleeping, and a lot of us tend to flex our wrist or curl them just to be a more comfortable position, and that helps to prevent that and those symptoms.
Boy, a lot of great information about carpal tunnel. Carlene, if people want to know more about this, what is your number at OSPTI?
Our Hankinson Clinic is 701-242-7323. And you can also reach us in Breckenridge, and that's 218-641-7725.
Carlene, listen, I'll let you get back to your day, but thank you so much. Again, great information on carpal tunnel. Enjoy the summer weather, and we will talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
You bet. That's Carlene at OSPTI, and we talk with our good friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The first week of August brings with it a wide range of temperatures nationwide. Rod Bain has more on the story.
A break from hot weather in the central U.S.
We have seen much cooler conditions returning.